Welcome back, and thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 62, entitled, I Want to Be Loved. Faithful and True. Yesterday, I happed upon an old song with beautiful lyrics by Eric Benet. Yes, the title says it all. I was so overwhelmed, and all I could think of is how everyone with a conscience just wants to be loved. We were made to love and be loved. It is pure in its truest form, created by the Lord, who is the epitome of love. I listen to it over and over again. It is so heavy on my heart that when I addressed him this morning, I said, good morning, love. Whereas I always say, good morning and thank you, Lord. I feel and have stated before that I want to experience love in all of its vulnerability. But I realize that many of us cannot fully come to this place because we refuse to cherish and seek the Creator that is love. You cannot know love until you become intimate with God. We have been used, abused, and many times discarded by those who have never known love, and we remain deeply scarred. In his song, Eric says, I want to be loved, faithful and true. I want to be loved 10 billion lifetimes with you. I want to be loved. And after all I've been through, there is only one who can offer and is all of these, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His word says, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows springs of life. Proverbs 4:23 of the Amplified Version. Did you get that? If not, read or listen to it again. Life flows and is created through love. Think of this whenever you may wonder why you even exist. Love is a fierce emotion, and that is why the saying, it's a thin line between love and hate, is false. Emotions become blurred when you don't understand them and not taking the time to do so correctly, but then to also process these feelings accordingly. The power of love is felt through the Holy Spirit. I believe that God has allowed us to use science and medicine as a part of healing, but I have seen the reignited spark of someone who just feels loved, that they are cared for, just as I have seen how the lack thereof has caused many to give up and even becoming ill unto death, mummified from the inside out. To know his love will give you the wisdom and the strength to reject toxicity, maliciousness, and maltreatment, and the deceitful wiles of the enemy. One thing that I require is the love that Jesus showed, rare at times, but that we as parents would effectuate instantly. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13 of the King James Version. This is the best part. He didn't just say it, he did it. He laid down his life for us, knowing full well who we are and have been, and who we are becoming, recognizing as the Spirit is ministering to me that in all of our sin and unrighteousness, in his omniscience, he did not relent. When Jesus arrived at Gethsemane, he admonished his disciples to pray continually that they would not fall into temptation. I can only imagine what he was thinking and why he said this. He not only knew man's nature, but knowing all things, it is understandable that he questioned what he was doing, giving his life for us ungrateful individuals. The word says, and being in agony, deeply distressed and anguished, almost to the point of death, he prayed more intensely, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground. Luke 22:44 of the Amplified Version. And again it is written, now it is an extraordinary thing for one man to willingly give his life even for an upright man, though perhaps for a good man, one who is noble and selfless and worthy, someone might even dare to die. But God clearly shows and proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:7-8 of the Amplified Version. We should never doubt nor misunderstand the sincerity and intentness behind the act. Whenever I question how much he loves me, I will meditate on how he gave his life for me. This love is boundless. It reinforces the need to be wide open and unguarded with him. It has and will intensify my heart on the need to be loved by him more so than anyone else, knowing that his word remains true. Let me confirm this. But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. Matthew 6:33 of the Amplified Version. Truly believe that the only way to find refined love in this life is to seek the source, the root, the morning star. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.